Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Anthony Davis upgraded to probable for this game tonight. So LeBron, AD both playing. Could end up being a little bit more of a Donnybrook, even though the Lakers still totally suck.
Yeah, this poor LeBron never gets those holidays off, as he's one to critique often.
I will say.
Works Christmas Day, works New Year's Eve. Poor LeBron.
I got to be honest with you. LeBron being content to live in L.A. and being on like 500 record Lakers teams. Man, it hurts.
Hate this ending for him, by the way.
No, I do.
The non-competitive part of this Lakers team.
It's so disappointing. It's so depressing.
Yeah. Well, especially since the Cavs are good is the other part of this.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not just that.
I mean, it's good for us that the Cavs are good, but LeBron could be here while the Cavs are good, and that kind of stings as well.
Let's be honest.
Like, great, you made Space Jam 2. Nobody watched.
The NBA is so wide open right now that 39-year-old LeBron, with the right team, could win two more titles.
He's still good.
Yeah. But the problem is, you've got a total beta in Anthony Davis, who's just never become the guy. Something about LeBron wants, like, he chooses his Scottie Pippen to be dudes who are immensely talented. Kyrie, Anthony Davis. The problem is, he picks just wackadoos. Like, he picks dudes.
Dwayne Wade was always fine.
Yeah, but but LeBron was his Pippen. Like, he taught LeBron to win, and then when LeBron has been the Jordan in the whole thing, I mean, it's Kyrie and it's Anthony Davis. I mean, Kyrie's not a beta like Anthony. Like, AD could just impose his will in the NBA and doesn't. Like, just there are just times where he's like, I guess I'll let Nikola Jokic run train on me. Why not?
Well, that's one way to describe that.
Because I watched the game. So I don't understand what's happened.
Sure.
Like, there should be nobody in the NBA that just runs all over AD, and he just lets it happen.
By the way, are you enjoying or disliking now that Evan Mobley, he went from the Kevin Garnett comps to now Anthony Davis seems to be his comp for some reason?
No, because I think so little of Anthony Davis.
I can tell you do, but it's funny to me how that's shifted, and I don't know why. I don't know why that's all of a sudden become the one.
I mean, AD, honestly, like when I think of bigs in the NBA, like Jokic is ahead of him, Embiid's ahead of him. Cat isn't, because I think they're kind of the same cat.
Those guys are also big, too. I mean, AD is built like a Twizzler.
Not anymore. Like, he's actually put a little bit of weight on. Like, he's not...
I haven't seen it.
He's not who he was the first 5 years in the NBA, where it was so much easier for guys to push him around. And by the way, there's also not a lot of guys who can push him around anyways now.
I think his face also doesn't help, too, though, because he just always seems so disinterested when he's on the court.
This is like me
with the RBF, you know what I mean?
I was a little out of pocket with the train comment. When you're just basically there's something about his face.
He always looks bored, does he not?
If his face was just different, it'd be better.
It doesn't help that he always looks so disinterested. He looks like he just does not care.
That's a really good point. Like, okay, do I have to get a rebound? Okay. Ooh, Eeyore.
It is.
And then he goes
up and down the court, and you're like, AD, get your head in the game. What are you doing?
So personal so quickly there.
I'm sure he's listening and is mad about it.
He is just furious about it. Josh and Berea, what you got for us, bud?
Hey, well, first off, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Josh.
And just a little, I mean, we're all here for the rah-rah, so it's not really a pushback, but just to what Peterlin said, like, hey, guys, this is what young athletic teams do. I would say that's partially true if this was like, hey, the Cavs came out of nowhere. Like, let's also remember the Cavs have won a lot of games before going into the season. They were already kind of viewed as, oh, they're a good regular season team. I mean, we went through the series that we did with the Knicks. We went through the series that we did with the Celtics. And every year they kind of took a little bit of step forward. And now they already had the pieces here. Yes, the guys are young, but they're experienced as well. They've been battle tested. know what it looks like when you have to go up against Boston in a playoff series. They know what it looks like going up against Jalen Brunson and Mitchell Robinson. Like, they've seen it. And now you have a system that just looks like it's going to work. A system, by the way, that has shown in the postseason that you don't have to have the tightest rotations, because the Spurs won championships by running 10 guys. The Golden State Warriors won championships running 10 guys. And I don't see why the Cavs couldn't do it, because they are moving the ball. Like, everyone is moving the ball. When you get 40 assists on the Nuggets, when they drop 135 points on you, and it was a blowout, you blew them out, that is showing you your offense is on another level, and they can always go back to the defense, in which you got to give credit to Kenny, because he didn't want to change that defensive philosophy when you got to have it. So I'm not going to say they're going to win a championship, but I do think they should be considered real contenders. Like, I don't see them losing a series 4-1. I don't see them, like, any series they get into in the divisional round, the semifinals or the Eastern Conference or the finals, it's going to be a close series, because the philosophy is there, and you got a superstar in Donovan Mitchell, which most superstars wouldn't do, that's buying in. Donovan Mitchell used to be like, hey, I'm going to go and I'm going to dominate this game for 40 minutes or 38 minutes. It's going to be me. I'm going to shoot 12 for 27, but I'm going to will myself to victory. Where now, we saw last night in the Golden State game, he just took a little bit of a backseat, and then, oh, here you go, 5 threes in the third quarter. I changed the game in 5 minutes because I know Darius is going to hold it. I know Jared Allen's going to play good defense. Hey, Mobley don't have it. It's all right. We got Dean Wade over here having a double-double on these guys, and it's looking so good, and I think it's okay to have expectations for this team to make it far. And with everything that's gone on for the last 3 years.
Thank you, Josh. We appreciate you, buddy. Happy New Year.
The Spurs thought, I think, is interesting. Now, they're obviously very different than the Spurs, because Popovich is the greatest NBA head coach of all time, and they have, what, 4 Hall of Famers on that team? It's like the talent is, it's very different between those two teams in my mind, but I have been trying to find like some sort of comp, because the problem I have with buying into the Cavs being a true NBA Finals winner this year is I can't find the great NBA comp historically to what this team would be. I mean, there's all sorts of teams across NBA history that have future Hall of Famers and MVP winners and everything of the mix. We go into the 0-4 Pistons. That's not the comp you want, guys. I'm telling you right now, that's not the comp you want. And the Spurs one misses for me. They would be doing what I believe to be would be a unique one of one in NBA history if they won it this year with this type of team constructed the way it is and how they win.
Yeah, I think this is the way I've thought of them all year long, because I think Josh's point is, well, they could be really competitive against Boston. And I do think like this team could be more competitive with health, which he didn't have last year,
and
this situation in place with Atkinson. Do I think they could push Boston in a 7-game series? Yeah, absolutely. The problem is that's not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is, again, maybe it is for the Cavs. But right now, I think the Cavs are better positioned to be what Boston was to LeBron's Cavs, what Atlanta was to LeBron's Cavs, what Washington was in the first iteration to LeBron's Cavs, which are teams that are good enough to push you and make you better, but not teams that have enough talent to overtake you. And that, I think, is a really difficult spot to be in, because the margins to get better are pretty thin. I mean, you're not going to get a fifth superstar here or a fifth star talent.
Yeah.
And I think the intent is to keep the core four together. That's okay, but like right now, I think they're a really good regular season team that can beat anybody in the East, but probably Boston. But I don't think it's a lock that they could beat every team in the East. By the way, but in the end, if you're just good enough to lose in 7 to Boston. I know we're going to see that as linear progression, but in the era of any team can win an NBA championship on any given year, the wide open NBA, it feels like if you know that's where you are now, man, you kind of got to put them on the table and take that next step, no?
Well, the wide open NBA part of this has to be really encouraging, though. We've had, what, 6 finals champions in 6 years? Like, I mean, like this is the time, because historically it's dominated by stretches of dynasty runs. And I'm worried that we're in the beginning of a little bit of a stretch here with the Celtics dynasty.
Well, that's why you got to cut the head off the snake while you can. That's why, like, you being the team that can beat Boston is crucially important, because if they get two, I mean, getting over that first hump is tough enough. Winning the second is even tougher. I remember Phil Jackson saying the second one every time was the toughest one to get, because it's turning it back into the we. When after a championship, everybody goes to a me status.
Yeah, the 92 Bulls were the best version of the Bulls ever, too. They were better than the 72 and 10 96 team as well. They beat the Lakers in the finals.
That, to me, right now my concern is, man, they're a great regular season team. And they are as good as maybe 26 other teams, if not better, the 26 teams in the NBA. The problem is there's one team you got to go through.
Unfortunately, they might end up looking like that Suns team in 2021 that ran up into Luka that won 64 regular season games. Just like awesome, just dominated through the regular season, and then you get to the playoffs and you run into a buzzsaw, and that's all, folks. Anthony Davis, like that's all she wrote.
216-474-0092. Are the Cavs a great regular season team or more than that? And we're actually going to push quick hits off because we have an honest conversation about how we handle the end of a year, the end of year sequence in Sports Talk Radio. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.